I'm Catherine Lanford. John Hockenberry and Adore Udoji are away, and I'm joined today by Todd Zwillick. We're shovel watching here at The Takeaway. As we all know, Congress is debating the stimulus plan, but we want to know what you really need. How should the stimulus money be spent? Does your town need a new hospital? Does your family need health insurance? Go ahead. Tell us where you live and what you need. Call us at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Or you can go to our Shovel Watch page at www.thetakeaway.org. We're collecting your thoughts and we're reporting on the stimulus dollars as they travel from Washington, D.C. to your neighborhood.
Tom? Well, they're calling part of the stimulus the modern-day equivalent of the electrical grid or the interstate highway system. There's $7 billion, Catherine, of the stimulus plan making its way right now, and it's devoted to bringing high-speed internet access to underserved parts of the country.
It's sort of like when we talk about infrastructure, this is the digital infrastructure,
this
right?
is the informational infrastructure. They want to bring it to rural parts of the country that don't have it, and that sounds like a great idea. Sounds like a great idea to me. But technology experts worry that the multi-billion-dollar plan would suffer if we don't have more time to look at what exactly we're getting for the money. One of those experts is Takeaway technology contributor Siva Vaidyanathan, who's a professor at the University of Virginia and is on the phone with us right now. Siva.
Hey, good morning, Todd.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine.
Well, Siva, extending high-speed internet access to rural areas sounds on its face, as I said, like a great idea. What's the problem? Why hesitate?
Well, the number one problem is we don't actually know how much of America can't be reached by high-speed internet as of today. The FCC has not really been interested for more than a decade in collecting accurate information on the penetration of broadband. So while the sort of the low-end estimate is that 6 million households, almost 5% of U.S. households are beyond the reach of, for instance, cable modems, there's reason to believe it's much higher than that. The way the FCC has been counting is if one person in a county can get it, they color that county taken care of. And so we don't actually know the scope of the problem. The other thing is that to really do the job to get high-speed internet at the sort of rate that people in Japan and Denmark enjoy, Finland enjoy, we are going to have to spend much more than either the House or the Senate has put into their bill. And the House and the Senate are pretty close in their numbers right now, but you know we are talking about $7 billion in each of those bills, but it's going to take about $44 billion to really do the job. Now, so the question is this the best time and the best way to do this? If we don't actually know how many households need to be reached, we haven't agreed on the technological standards to reach them, and we're facing perhaps massive layoffs of cops and school teachers in the next 6 months if state and local governments don't get an infusion of federal cash. We might want to step back and say, is this one of the top 10 priorities of economic stimulus? Now, sure, people will be employed putting cable into the ground, but the down the road benefits of this are uncountable, but perhaps revolutionary.
Well, in fact, won't they help sort of get rid of the digital divide? And isn't that something we actually really need?
Well, yeah, we don't actually know what the number is, like what the fraction is, right, in this digital divide.
But you got to start somewhere, right?
Well, nobody really knows, unfortunately, largely because one of the things that the government has done very well over the past 15 years or so is fund the installation of internet access in public libraries and schools through a number of different programs, especially the E-Rate program that's managed to subsidize access for a lot of people, and that's been terribly helpful. But of course, a lot of these schools and libraries in rural areas don't have broadband either. We're talking about using essentially dial-up speed to get in. So there's a lot of difference once you drop out of a major metropolitan area, largely because we've depended on private sector investment to get it done. And as we, as we've seen, if a company is looking at maintaining a good balance sheet, serving sparsely populated areas with utilities is not necessarily a good move on their part. So you really need either government incentives or regulation to get it done. But you know, the real challenge here is not so much closing some fraction called the digital divide, but making sure that no matter where you grow up in America, you have equal access to information about the world and the ability to engage in commerce. And increasingly, as you know, as business activity relies on keeping your data on another platform or another server millions of miles away or thousands of miles away, it's really important for people who want to start up their own businesses or improve the cost of their own businesses to be able to have dependable data service at their homes.
Siva, we keep hearing about how this is a president and a presidential administration that is so tech-savvy. I mean, they couldn't pry the BlackBerry from his hands. Does that give you any more confidence that something good's going to happen here in terms of broadband and this presidential administration?
Oh, it does. It does. You know, regardless of the number that's in either bill, the fact is the FCC is going to actually work for us rather than working for the telecoms. At least that's all the initial indications we've had. And that alone, you know, tech savviness isn't really the challenge, but it is a matter of understanding who you work for and understanding that we should have in this country a comprehensive information policy, a comprehensive communication policy that doesn't just sort of play to the incumbents. It doesn't do favors for, you know, what we used to call cable companies and phone companies and are now, you know, basically unified telecoms, but instead makes, you know, pays attention to whether citizens are getting what they need, getting what they deserve, and getting what they want for a decent price.
All right, Siva. Well, thanks for joining us. I just want to point out that Lyndon Johnson made his career bringing electricity to rural Texas, so maybe somebody's making their career bringing broadband to rural America. Siva?
Well, he also made his fortune by making sure that he controlled the FCC.
That's
and that
right.
Fed money into his radio empire, but yeah.
Touche. Siva, thanks for joining us. Thanks a lot.
So much.